putting a positive face on ongoing talks in Washington to avert U.S. tariffs. But U.S. President Trump has tweeted that more progress must be made on the immigration issue. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
After leaving the White House without a deal to block threatened tariffs, Mexico's Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard says they'll keep talking with the Trump administration.
We are optimistic because we have a good meeting.
He says he didn't even get into the specifics of the tariffs with Vice President Pence and the Secretary of State because they're focusing on immigration and asylum seekers from Central America. One reporter asked Ebrard if he thinks President Trump understands economic policy in regard to tariffs.
I'm not the proper authority to judge something like that.
President Trump overseas tweeted progress is being made, but not nearly enough, and that the tariffs will likely go into effect Monday. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
About 1,000 Central American migrants were intercepted in Mexico near the border with Guatemala. AP's Ed Donahue.
The group included many women and children. Military police, immigration agents, and federal police blocked their advance, showing a tougher new stance. But this man says Mexican officials opened the door and allowed them through because they came calmly and did not come to cause problems. Later, unarmed agents wrestled some migrants who resisted to the ground, but the vast majority complied and boarded buses or immigration agency vans to an immigration detention center. This man says his group is from Honduras. He says life is very hard in Honduras. Many say they were getting away from gang violence. I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN humanitarian chief appealed Wednesday for urgently needed funding to prevent wide-scale hunger in the Horn of Africa. This is after another difficult rainy season. This is VOA News. Thursday marks 75 years since the D-Day invasion of France.